Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Be joined by a member of the Houston Texans in 20 minutes. The happiest person in that building right now, though, Deshaun Watson. Because Deshaun Watson, if he has his crystal ball, he knows it's only a matter of time before he gets paid. This because Russell Wilson, I guess it was technically today, maybe it was last night, not sure. He got a four-year, $140 million deal with $65 million guaranteed. When Russell heard the news, it was about midnight. He did what a lot of 13-year-old boys would do. He went on Instagram with his girl laying on his shoulder, and he had a message for people that maybe wanted to know whether or not a deal was going to get done.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
It's time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning. Baby, you're my greatest love.
I just can't see how anyone, even like the most passionate Seahawk fan, can see that and just be like, hell yeah. I mean, he's a baller.
That's our quarterback.
There's no disputing that he's a baller.
Yep.
But my goodness, that's a little bit much.
It's more than a little bit much.
What is that voice?
I don't know. Is he trying to be?
Is he like a porn star?
Like the sexy deep voice guy? Like when you call your girl on the phone? Hey, baby.
Yeah, what is that? Play that again, Figgy.
He's putting on his sexy phone boat voice.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Oh, God.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Yeah. Good night.
It's time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
I don't know.
I just can't deal with that.
The video look even creepier.
Yeah, it does.
The video is one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tweet it out. At Lopez on Sports will tweet that out for you if you want to check that out. I don't know what to even make of that, except, you know, I always localize stuff. That's something that we take pride in.
Mm-hmm.
We take the responsibility of being the pulse of the city and playing the hits very, very seriously. Deshaun Watson, there were rumors before the playoffs started last year that Pat Mahomes was on his way towards a $200 million signing bonus or something like that, or $200 million.
Yeah.
It's going to be Deshaun Watson. I know he's not Pat Mahomes yet, but it's going to be in that same ballpark. And once you start doing stuff like that, once you start handing out contracts like that to quarterbacks, you're going to do it regardless of how much they progress more times than not. We saw it with Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Matthew Stafford at one point become the best quarterback in the NFL. For me, as someone who wants the Texans to get over that hurdle and someone who believes in Deshaun Watson, I mean, you got to hope that in the next couple of years he takes a significant step and there's significant progress with Deshaun, or else you're just in a situation where you're just paying someone like an elite quarterback who's not necessarily an elite quarterback yet. And I fully think he's going to get there, but again, a lot of times it's not just up to the quarterback. It's about the coaches. It's about what they surround you with. It's about a lot of other things instead of just whether or not you believe in Deshaun.
To me, it's not even about the money that he's going to get because the market is going to dictate that. And I'll illustrate that in just a second. It's about making, from the team's perspective, making it worthwhile, you know, making that money worthwhile that you're spending. Because here's the example. In just the last 3 years, Andrew Luck in 2016 signed a $24.6 million annual deal.
A lot of money.
24.6. In less than 3 years, that went up to 25. Derek Carr, 27, Matt Stafford, 27.5, Garoppolo, 28, Kirk Cousins, 30, Matt Ryan, 33.5, Aaron Rodgers, and now 35, Russell Wilson. In 3 years, less than 3 years, it's gone from 24.6 for franchise quarterbacks to 35. Deshaun Watson is going to ask for, and probably be pretty accurate, at 5 years, $190 million with $80 million guaranteed. And that's not even counting if Pat Mahomes gets paid between now and Deshaun Watson coming due. So you're talking about $35 million, $38 million a year for Deshaun Watson. That's what the market dictates. So you kind of have no control over that. The Texans are going to have to pay him if they consider him the franchise quarterback. What's good, what does matter is if you get your money's worth, you know, from that. Because all these guys so far, the only one who's given their team their money's worth is Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Garoppolo, Stafford, Carr, Luck, none of them have won a Super Bowl. And you're paying for a Super Bowl when you pay a quarterback that much.
And you also got to look at it this way. Russell Wilson won his Super Bowl when he was on his rookie deal. Seattle completely right. started to crumble after that. So that's the other thing. You know, a lot of these teams get handcuffed once they pay quarterbacks significantly. But hopefully, I know we believe in Deshaun Watson. Hopefully, when the time comes for the Texans, they have a core around him to where he's not having to do it himself. Andrew Luck's the other example. Andrew Luck, they basically just relied on him to do everything, and mm-hmm. it ended up resulting in his career almost ending and them having some problems for a while, having to get a new coach. And now it looks like things are revived. But if you don't have the right coach, you don't have the right guys around him, you're in a situation where Andrew Luck years ago became the highest paid quarterback, and it took him half a decade damn near to turn it around.
Just make no mistake about it. It might be a little bit different, you know, whether it's 4 years or slightly less or more than $190 million. But that is going to be the market for Deshaun Watson, probably about $75 or $80 million guaranteed. So you just have to make sure that you, when you spend that money, you're going to get your money's worth. You surround them with rookie deals. Maybe that's why they're already drafting so much and putting so much stock in the draft. They know what's coming up, because it's not just Deshaun Watson in 2 years. If you franchise tag Jadeveon Clowney, it's Jadeveon Clowney in 2 years. And, oh, by the way, J.J. Watt in 2 years is going to have zero dead money dollars. So you might have to do J.J. Watt again if he's still playing.
I hear you, but I think at the end of the day, it's about surrounding Deshaun Watson with that talent.
Because young of talent, all those rookie guys, contract talent.
Guys, you got to have talent around him and have him ready to go, because at the end of the day, an old man once told me, it's all about the quarterback. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. That's all we got to say about Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson and the impact that his contract has on Deshaun Watson. A lot of people on the text line weighing in on how corny Russell Wilson and Ciara are. I can't disagree with you, but I will tell you they have some competition, because our favorite local couple just released another video.
Now it's time for like another installment of In the Loop Sparkle Princess Diaries on Sports Radio 610.
Carlos Correa and Daniela Rodriguez.
Oh my God!
They got another video out, and this time they were in Seattle, where the Astros, to the happiness of many, swept the Seattle Mariners and humbled them. Astros went into Seattle facing the hottest team in baseball. They left the hottest team in baseball. And the Sparkle Princess will never be the same. Latest installment of the Sparkle Princess Diaries starts at the ballpark formerly known as Safeco. Apparently in the concession stands, they sell grasshoppers, and the fiance of Carlos Correa decided that she wanted to try some grasshoppers.
Hi, guys. We are in Seattle, Washington. Obviously, we are playing against the Seattle Mariners. If y'all didn't know, they actually sell crickets here, and I'm going to buy some, take them to the hotel, and Carlos and I are going to eat some after the game. So follow me. I'm excited. Not really. Let's go.
So she went to the concession stand, and the Sparkle Princess, with her phone in selfie mode, walked through the concession stand and purchased two plastic containers of grasshoppers. She then recorded some footage of the game. The Astros beat the Mariners. Carlos Correa had a great game. And the Sparkle Princess then took us to the hotel where her and her future boo, as they've been known to say, set the scene.
So my fiance had a great game today. For celebrations, we are going to be eating grasshoppers. I have a water prepared and the other side of the twigs ready to go for afterwards. Yes, I ate the other half this today.
Do I really have to do this?
Yes, you do. Ooh, they're little bodies.
Oh my God.
So as the Sparkle Princess showed us that she did in fact, despite her great figure, eat half of a Twix candy bar. As her fiance looked on with displeasure, they were about to eat the grasshoppers. But suddenly, the Astros shortstop, known as Carlos Correa, number one in your program, maybe number five in your hearts, number one in your hearts for the sake of this, he made a mistake.
He did.
He knocked over the grasshoppers.
That's bad. That one's bad.
Oh. Look at this.
There's grasshoppers all over the room. You're so annoying. Babe. Biba. There goes 15 home runs for you. Okay, get one. Don't do that anymore.
Come on, man.
However, because Sparkle Princess knows how to overcome adversity, she picked up the grasshoppers and she put one in her mouth.
Ready? One, two, three.
Ah! Super gross.
A texture, you could literally feel the little feet on the side of my tongue. Oh, and it's like it was crushing the little, their souls, even though they're already dead.
But like I was crushing their stomach.
I dare you to do it. Yay, we ate grasshoppers.
The Sparkle Princess set out on a mission. Her mission was complete. But little did the Sparkle Princess know that she was rolling solo on this mission. Because apparently Carlos Correa tricked her.
Oh, that card.
Thinking he actually ate a cricket or a grasshopper, but he actually didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't notice.
I'm so mad right now. That is so not funny. You're so mean.
You ate it for me though, baby.
I'm heartbroken right now. So I can't believe I didn't notice it.
Nobody noticed.
Babe.
I don't think they noticed. Thank you guys for watching.
Bye.
All right, so this is their entertainment, right, for the world, and we're by the way we're falling hook, line, and sinker. We're like their number one subscribers. I mean, it kind of makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit, but we do listen to it. We're gluttons for punishment.
I'm really, really a big fan of this.
You're a fan of this?
I'm starting to love this. You know the kind of shows I like. I'm starting to become a sucker for the Sparkle Princess and her bae.
This has been another, like, installment of Sparkle Princess Diaries.
Keep doing what you're doing, Daniela.
Oh, Daniela.
We love you.
Yeah.
We love you very much.
Do we? Do we really?
We love you very, very much. Houston Texans are working out at NRG. We're going to talk to a new member of the Houston Texans. Keep it locked next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.